Earlier, we were talking some down the farm with our good friend Kurt Bloom of the Class AA Birmingham Barons. Now, we're going to continue that conversation now with the Class AAA affiliates, the Iowa Cubs, and Alex Cohn. And Alex, before we get going here, we didn't realize, we found this out after we interviewed Kurt, that there's trash talking among broadcasters, because he told us to tell you he went long just to kind of take away all your thunder.
Well, I wouldn't expect anything less from CB. He's one of the best in the industry, and if I know one thing about the man, he certainly likes to talk. There's trash talking among broadcasters, and especially with Kurt and myself. We both broadcasted in the Southern League together, 2012 and 2013, and he was like a big brother / father to me in the Southern League. He's one of the best guys out there, and the man could talk a little bit. So
yes,
I don't expect anything less.
Well, I want to jump right in this right away. There's a lot of big news regarding the Iowa Cubs. First and foremost, Craig Kimbrell getting ready to come up to the major leagues. I know he pitched on Tuesday. I didn't check if he pitched last night or not, but how much did he pitch so far?
He did not pitch last night.
Okay.
Yeah, he didn't pitch last night. He threw a side session, talked to the media here. He's expected to pitch tonight, although it is raining here in Des Moines right now. So we'll see what happens with that. But, yeah, Craig Kimbrell threw 8 pitches on Tuesday, 4 fastballs, 4 curveballs. A 1-2-3 inning, 1 strikeout, and it's about as successful as a debut you could really expect coming off of, you know, an off season and 2.5 months of not pitching. So he looked really good. Yeah, fastball 95-96. You got that really sharp curve, which some people think is a slider, some people think it's a knuckle curve. Fangraphs has the curve. I mean, he looked really good just for the 8 pitches that we saw. So he passed the first test, and we'll see what happens going forward.
I saw, and I read somewhere they said this was almost a catch-22, though. By getting through that inning with just 8 pitches and doing as well as he did, that's a great sign. But by the same token, it's only 8 pitches, and people want to get more of a chance to see what he could do and probably even try to test some of his other pitches. So it might have been too short of an outing.
Well, I think it's an outing-by-outing basis. I think that first outing, just to shake the cobwebs off, you want a quick inning. You don't want a 30-pitch inning with Craig Kimbrell, his first outing out there now. The next couple outings, especially if he works back-to-back, see if he can get through 15, 20 pitches and still feel sharp and still sustain the velocity and still have sharpness on the curveball. So I think these next couple outings will want a couple more pitches, but I think that first outing and 8 pitches, 3 up, 3 down, perfect inning is exactly what the doctor ordered.
Do you think then his next couple ones will make him go, if he gets that efficient, will they go 2 innings or more just to get the pitches in?
I don't think so. I think that right now, especially reacclimating himself to professional baseball and shaking off the cobwebs, my opinion is I think he'll stick to 1 inning. Obviously, the game will dictate maybe something different. If it's a 1-run game and he comes into the 8th inning and he throws 9 pitches, maybe they will bring him in for the 9. But I think the story right now is just trying to get him through clean innings of throwing anywhere between 15 to 20 pitches.
Do you get any sense, do you know, do you talk to people, where does he have to be when they say, okay, he's ready? What has to happen for him to get called up to the Cubs?
Well, he just needs to show that the velocity sustains himself, the curveball is sharp, he can throw back-to-back outings, and he feels healthy. Just if he can throw back-to-back outings and not be completely sore and shut down for 2 days, that would be a clear indication that he's ready to go. And just to see if the stuff plays, the arm feels good, the results are there. Seeing a number of different situations, possibly coming into high leverage situations. So just to check all those boxes, I think that will show that he's ready.
When, you know, this is not new, obviously, in minor league baseball, and this is not technically a rehab assignment, but when your big name, big leaguers come down to the AAA or AA or whatever, just to kind of get back into the groove, how is it, and I realize this first game, correct me if I'm wrong, was on the road, so maybe you have a sense of this, but how does this affect your attendance at games? Do more people show up to see these guys?
They do. I remember last year, Chris Bryant came on Major League Rehab. He actually started on the road in Omaha, and people came to Omaha. It sold out in Omaha on a Monday night. Now, granted, that stadium is a little bit smaller. Then he came to Principal Park, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I think we averaged 9,000 fans per game. It was just bedlam. So, yeah, I mean, once you get big names like Chris Bryant, you get a big name like Craig Kimbrell with a position player, it's different because you know he's going to go out there and play. Yeah, you'll see him for 6 or 7 innings, or in some cases 9 innings. With Kimbrell, it's just 1 inning, and it's later in the game. So, but still, once you get a guy who's a 7-time All-Star, most certainly a first ballot Hall of Famer, it will turn the needle a little bit. So, Just getting a big name like that, that's huge.
My wife and daughters are addicted to the show Tiny House Nation. I was wondering, what do you think of the tiny house that Trevor Clifton has? Have you seen it, been in it? What kind of a, how cool is that?
It's pretty cool. I talked to Trevor about it, just hearing the story, him and his dad, they built it during the winter, which I'm not sure it's great to be outside for weeks upon end and building a little house, but that's certainly what they did. Then driving it up here after our first series. I actually think I'm supposed to take a tour this series just to check it out and maybe get some footage of it. So there could be some social media posts in the future documenting, maybe doing a little MTV Cribs of Trevor Clifton's little house. So that could be a lot of fun.
The other big news out of AAA, the Iowa Cubs, of course, is the call-up of Adbert Alzolay. Got a chance to pitch last night, pitched four innings, and looked really, really good, really sharp for the Cubs. Tell us a little about Adbert, as you've seen him throughout the year, and was last night an example of what to expect from him, or was that more of a little bit of stuff, a little bit of adrenaline, all that stuff?
I don't know if that's what to expect from him. When he came out there, he threw four innings, he gave up one hit in the big league. So if that's the expectation, that expectation's pretty darn high. But that's what we've seen from Alzolay this season. I mean, last year, remember, he started off the year with the Iowa Cubs. His first outing, he had a no-hitter going into the sixth inning. He had a perfect game going into the fifth inning. Then he had a couple rough starts. Then he had four perfect innings in his last start. four perfect innings in his last start, and then was taken out of the game. We thought it was a cramp. Ended up being a lat injury. Started off this season on the injury list and extended spring training. Then came to Iowa, and his first start, he struggled. His next five, he was dominant. There is no ceiling for Adbert Alzolay. The stuff plays. He's a great kid. He works hard. It's just been great watching him. I mean, he's a guy who struck out eight or more batters in five consecutive starts, and he goes up there, and he's just lights out. I mean, the fastball's 93 to 96. The changeup was arguably his best pitch yesterday. He didn't even throw the changeup that much here. His curveball was his best pitch in Iowa this year, so really a three-pitch pitcher at this point of his career. 24 years old. He's big. He's strong. He's hungry. He's a great kid. As I said, there's no ceiling. I mean, this kid has unlimited potential.
And after talking about two big guys like that, I can't be remiss if I didn't talk about Ian Happ and his continued struggles. I saw he's hitting 231 now, having some issues with strikeouts. Have we reached the point of no return on Ian Happ? I mean, is he a candidate for a change of scenery maybe that might change things? But what is the issue with Ian?
I mean, I think, of course, he's a candidate for a change of scenery. I do not think it's over. You say the 231 batting average, but he is second on the team in homers. He is leading the team in runs batted in. He's leading the team in runs scored. He's on pace for 15 stolen bases. He plays good defense, leading the team in walks. He's playing baseball. Now, granted, you know, there are stretches where he goes 1-for-18, and then the stretches where he goes 8-for-18. It's a little bit streaky right now, but, I mean, if you're looking clearly at strikeouts and batting average, obviously you'll think that it's disappointing, but the intangibles, it's playing center field every day. It's taking pitches, it's stealing bags, it's scoring runs, it's still hitting for power. I think I'm pretty bullish on Happ. I think he's fine. I think he's a good player. He's 24 years old. He's the third youngest player on this team. And if you look at the rest of the draft class of 2015, you look at the top 10 picks, the majority of them are still in AA and AAA without long big league time. So I think Ian Happ is a really good player. I think that, you know, he's going through some struggles right now, which, you know, he's trying to work through and he's doing so hard and diligently. But I would not give up on him too quickly. I think that patience is the operative word here, which is difficult for baseball fans, especially baseball fans with passionate fan bases. So I would remain patient with Happ. I think he's going to be a good player.
Alex, real quick, I want to bring up a player who does have major league experience in Colin Ray, who's 8-1 this year, holds a 3.30 ERA, second on the team in strikeouts. Could we see a guy like that come up in Chicago and pitch for the Cubs at some point this season?
I mean, I think he's having a tremendous year. 8-1, second in the PCL in wins, and then ranking in the top 10 of the PCL, multiple other categories, whip opponent batting average, and so forth. But it's tough. I mean, when you look at all the other organizations in baseball, yeah, they could use a guy like Colin Ray, where you have pitching depth with the Cubs organizations in their starting pitching. Not only do you have a five-man rotation that's pretty solidified. You have Tyler Chatwood. You have Mike Montgomery. You have Adver Alzolay. You have a guy in Alec Mills who had big league experience last year. Mills has been lights out the last month with a sub-2.5 ERA. He's the reigning PCL Pitcher of the Week. It's a logjam of the Cubs organization when it comes to starting pitching and making spot starts. And Colin Ray stuff doesn't really play for the bullpen. So I would hope that he has an opportunity come September when they do expand the rosters and they're trying to cut innings for guys like John Lester and Kyle Hendricks when he gets healthy and Cole Hamels. But, yeah, it's tough for Ray. He joined an organization that has probably the best starting pitching depth in all of professional baseball. So you hope that if he keeps on pitching well, it won't even matter. You have to give him an opportunity.
All right. Great stuff as always, Alex. Thank you so much for being with us. We promise next time we'll put you on ahead of Kurt and then you can get your revenge on him.
That's good. Yeah. I don't want to talk smack. It's too early for that. So maybe if we do a night segment, I'll be more inclined to talk some smack on Kurt. But no, he's one of the best, really good dude. And, tell CBS say hi next time you talk to him.
I'll do that. And talk launch angle. He likes that.
Yeah, he likes launch
angle. Yeah, yeah. He's a big data guy, let me tell you. Next time you talk to CB, tell him I say hi, and we'll have a little Southern League war going on.
I look forward to that. Alex Cohen, the voice of the Iowa Cubs, the Chicago Cubs, Class AAA affiliate. Thank you again, Alex. Appreciate it. And we're sure we'll be talking to you a couple more times before the season's over. We appreciate your updates on the Iowa Cubs.
Thanks so much for having me on, and happy to come on again.